I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
An Oregon man is accused of sexually assaulting a chicken.
That's disgusting. Him and dog lady should get together.
Police say Joshua, quote, unlawfully and for the purpose of arousing and gratifying the sexual desire of a person, touched or contacted the sex organs of a chicken.
Ew.
He was also booked on a probation violation for meth possession.
Hold on a minute. Does this mean this guy touched the doodle breast? The
now,
chicken breast.
I don't know if that counts. I think he might have been touching like the little giblets or
giblet.
The little down below part, but that's messed
Gross.
Up. So yeah, he violated his meth possession thing, and he's on bail. It's being set now at $20,500. So, way to go, Joshua. Leave those chickens alone.
Wait, how much?
$20,500.
That's it?
Gobble de gobble de gob gobble gobble.
So you can diddle a chicken and you only have to pay $20K?
Not that I think it's okay to diddle a chicken, but isn't $20K a lot to most people?
Yeah.
Is it worth the touch?
It seems like he violated the chicken in ways the chicken didn't want to be violated, so it should be higher.
That was when asked for a comment, that's what the chicken had to say. A 24-year-old woman named Barbara in Alabama recently found out her boyfriend was cheating on her. Well, sort of. Apparently, she thought that he was her boyfriend, but didn't realize that, you know, he's seeing other women. They weren't exclusive.
Story of my life.
Well, Barbara wanted revenge for him getting it on with other ladies, so she said, quote, I prayed about it and stuff. Now it sounds like Alex. As she looked for guidance on what to do, I'm not sure who she actually prayed to, but she got an answer. The answer was to trash his car. So on Monday morning,
valid.
She went to his work, jumped on the hood of his car, and kicked in the windshield.
Whoa.
Now, someone saw what was going down and took video of the entire thing, which I'll have up right now at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show, and you'll find the dummy of the day. Barbara was arrested when the cops came there for disorderly conduct. Like, when you start doing that, because we've all been angry. I don't know if you ever quit a job, but when you get so angry at something or getting revenge like she did, but eventually you're like, wow, I'm really going through with this.
Yeah, I'm way too scared to do stuff like that because I don't want to get arrested.
Like, you'll think about how to do it, but you'll never actually, like, do the first swing of the bat.
Oh, totally. I've thought about horrible things to do to my ex-boyfriends, but I mean,
like, what's
I've never
one
done-
thing you've thought about doing? It could be not necessarily your most recent, but in general, you're like, wow, I'm glad I didn't do that on second thought.
Gosh, I don't know, but
like
you know, burning their possessions that I have and like sending them a video of it and stuff like
Whoa!
That. When you're in the moment and you're feeling evil, yeah.
Wow, okay. I'm hoping that's not normal, but I'm sure it is.
I mean, I didn't actually do it. I feel like that's what makes me normal. Like a normal person like wants to do something terrible to get back at someone, but they don't actually
do it. I feel like you've done something though.
Never.
I don't know if you've set like fire to stuff, but I feel like there might have been a possibility of that.
No, I'm a good person.
God bless you. And your final dummy of the day today, 28-year-old Eddie works as a prep cook at Carrabba's Italian Grill. That place is the jam that in Florida. His 28-year-old girlfriend Nancy also works there. That's got to be awkward working with your significant other, right?
I've always been like very weird about that. Yeah, I feel like that's awkward, especially if you break up.
Yeah, like then you're stuck there together. Well, last week he walked in on Nancy and another employee talking about sausage.
Oh, boy. Like... Real sausage or sausage?
Well, I mean, it actually is like a fairly normal thing to talk about. I mean, it is an Italian restaurant. There's tons of sausage there. But Eddie, the boyfriend, didn't think it was normal for them to be talking about sausage. He thought it was a sexual metaphor.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. He was thinking they were like talking about something else. A different kind of sausage.
Let me see what kind of sausage you have over here. So he wound up choking the guy who was talking to his girlfriend about
Whoa.
Sausage. The guy then bit his arm and got loose, got him to loosen his grip when he did that.
Ratatouille.
Then other employees broke it up. Eddie was arrested for felony battery. What do you think they were really talking about? Do you think they were talking about like a customer ordering some sausage to eat? Or do you think it was kind of like a sexual metaphor like,
No, I bet it was really work-related. I think that guy was just jealous and psycho.
How about that sausage? Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.